Blog Talk Radio.
With Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
Yes, welcome to Turn on the Light broadcast. We are outreach pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International with our awesome leader, Bishop Ruth W. Smith Holmes in Stockbridge, Georgia. We are so glad that you tune in tonight. You are in for a treat. We're going to show you a God that will bring you out. So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody, because Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Yes, tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here is a song just for you.
If I just hold out until tomorrow, if I just keep the faith through the day, if I just, if I would hold anybody know we get hard sometimes. Everything, it will be all right. Let me just say this. In my life, I've had my share of trouble. You know the darkest hours. Can I get a witness out there? It's sometime just before day. Oh, so many nights I had to lay down and face tomorrow, believing that the Lord would, somebody know He would, He make a way. If I just, if I would hold out until tomorrow, can I get a witness? Everything, it will be all right. Can I sing another verse? My God is right now. Anybody know He's able? He can speak peace. Yes, He can. To your troubled mind. Oh, He may not. Somebody know He may not come when you want Him. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know He's always right on.
Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are so excited that you have tuned in tonight. We give God glory and give him praise for what he is doing in your life, and we praise God for his awesome power and the anointing that is upon our lives. God is so awesome, and he is so good, and we just thank him for that. We are the outreach pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Secrete. We are located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. We also have a church service at 8 a.m. on tomorrow morning, 9:15, our Sunday school, and also at the 10:30 service. Come on out and share with us on tomorrow. It is going to be Men's Day, and you don't want to miss coming out and sharing with our men and the women as well. But the men, it is the Men's Sunday, and so, you know, they are going to be performing and singing and doing everything on tomorrow. So come on out and share with us, because we know that we are going to have a great time in the Lord on tomorrow. So we had our picnic, our evangelistical picnic today, and that was such an awesome picnic. A great show of people came out today, and we had great food and great entertainment, and everything was really, really wonderful. On Friday night, we had our second year anniversary with the JLSCC Community Center, and it was a great success. For those of you out there in radio land that participated and helped us to make the Jimmy Lee Smith second year anniversary a great success, Pastor Stephen and I and the Light of the World want to thank you so much for all that you have done. And those that came, we want to thank you for your presence. And for those who just gave a donation, or you thought about us in prayer, we want to thank you as well for just supporting the Jimmy Lee Smith Community Center. We got a great show planned for you on tonight, and we are believing that Elder Gordon is bringing the word tonight. If you are Elder Gordon, press 1 on your phone. We're going to bring you live on the air. We know that God is so awesome, and he's good. He's an awesome God, and we got to trust him with all of our heart. We can't lean to our own understanding. And everything that we do, we have to trust the Lord. We have to consult with him. So we just bless the Lord for all that he is doing, and we thank God for Elder Gordon as he brings forth the word on tonight. And Elder Gordon, you are live on the air at this time.
Good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
Just say hello to Pastor Butterfield, and we're just proud to be a part of that union, that family. Is awesome Pastor Ruth Smith Holmes. And we just proud of her because we feel that she's not only thinking about herself, but she is definitely thinking about the rest of the congregation. And I believe that she's praying for her. And if you need her, that's what I like about this pastor. You can always call her, and she always have time for you. And that's awesome for a person like our pastor, because she's all over the United States, I guess, all over wherever, but she is in a lot of places. And we're just proud to be a part of Light of the World. And
amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, our God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come, Father, thanking you for your mercy and your grace, Father. Father, we just love you, Father, and we just yield to you, Father, and we ask you to continue to lead and guide us in all truth, Father, because we don't want to do anything that you are not a part of. So, Father, we pray that as this message go forth this night, oh, Father, that somebody will hear it and get something special out of it by the Holy Spirit of God. I will bring the word, and we just pray the Holy Spirit would teach you what you need to know at that particular time. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we did have an awesome time out at the picnic today. We just enjoyed it. It's a blessing to be able to come and to see all the activities and all the things that go at least once a year at the picnic. So we are happy and just glad to be here tonight. And I'll say again that thank you for your prayers, all you that pray for my wife. She's still in the healing process, but she's done well. Thank you for that. And as we move forward in our lesson tonight, we'll be talking about faith and healing all up together. And as we look at, I believe, John 14 and 12 is where I'm going to be starting from, but this is not where the message is coming from. And St. John, chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he who believe on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." So what he's letting us know here, that the works he has done, he left us to here to do some of those works too. So that's where we get our topic from. But in the meantime, we're going to turn our Bible to St. Luke, chapter 19, starting at the 31st verse. And this is what some of the things that Jesus was doing. He was doing healing and deliverance. So I believe that he's saying that if he does it, we can do it too. We just have to get in tune with him and listen to his word and speak on his word and be sure that we allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Because without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. But with Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit, we can do all things. All things shall be done by man. And he liked to teach us, and he has been teaching us on how to heal and how to do deliverance. Because What I like what Jesus said, though, said, I shall give you power to overcome all these things. And not only that, you're going to be able to do them. And the one thing I say a lot is that when there's time for healing, delivering, or set free, we like to call Jesus and tell him, come on, Jesus, and well, I'm going to send you out to the hospital. I'm going to send you to the home next door that you can heal the sick and raise the dead. But that's not what he said. He said, you shall go out. And that's one thing I like for us to understand, and I'm sure we do, that Jesus wants us to do different things. He give us the power to do them. And if he has given us the power to do them, then I feel that we should be able to do them rather than to call him and send him all over, you know, all downtown, cross town, hospitals, and everywhere. He said, you do it because I have given you the power to be an overcomer. And any time what Jesus has given us, we should be willing and able to accept what he said do without calling him and telling him to do that. But understand me now, I'm not saying don't pray, but I'm just saying what he has told us to do. You go out, you heal the sick, you cast out demons. And if he has told us to do that, he know he has given us the power to do that, and that's what we should do. And as we start off in Luke chapter 4, verse 31, it's talking about healing and deliverance. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. And they was all astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. See, his word was with power, and he has given us that power to use. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean spirit, which was a demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, let me alone. Now what we're going to talk about here is somebody, a demon, that knew the Lord, and it seemed like he knew the Lord better than some of us do. He said, what have we to do with you, thou Jesus of Nazareth? And, you know, I heard Paul, I believe in Acts the 16th chapter, Paul and Silas was going and they was doing healing. And there was people was telling me, I talked to you, you are the man of God, you are the man of God. And I had some misunderstanding about that because they was telling the truth about who he was. But yet still, he didn't want to talk about it. But I found out the reason why he didn't was that he didn't want no demon or no nothing representing him. And it says in the 33rd chapter, and in the synagogue, there was a man which had a spirit of unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, thou Jesus of Nazareth? See, these demons recognize Jesus, but sometimes it seems that though we do not recognize him, you come to destroy us. I know who you are, the Holy One of God. He didn't want anybody outside of people of God to praise him. He didn't want to be praised by those people. And 35th said that Jesus said, and Jesus rebuked them, saying, hold your peace. You know, when I didn't understand it, I thought it'd be glad for anybody to praise the Lord and send him out, but he didn't want any demons recognizing him and uplifting him because he wanted to be the one to do it. Now, but he does want us to do it, but not demons or whatsoever it might be. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. See, when he called him out, he came out and it didn't hurt him at all. So what I'm trying to say is tonight is that we have power to call demons out. We have power to call Whatever thing need to be done in the name of Jesus, we have the power to do it. For whatever reason, we don't like to use our power that has been freely given to us. All we had to do is accept Jesus Christ as the personal Savior and be filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will be sure that we have that power, that we are able to use that power. So, Christian and brother, tonight I'm asking you to stop not using what God has given you to use. If you are supposed to heal somebody, heal them, lay hands on them. And that's what the word said, lay hands on them and they shall be healed. And he never said when you lay hands on them that I'm going to heal, but we understand now, understand me. We know that he's the one that does the healing, but he wants us to be able to do it. He said, the works that I do, you should do, and greater works you should do, because I go to my Father. So if he's gone to his Father, sitting at the right hand of the Father, letting us be able to do the things that we need to do in the Spirit of God, we should be able to do them. But we have a problem because we just want God to do everything. When he said, I have given you the power to speak to demons, I'll speak you the power to call out demons. And if he told us that, that's what he's intend to do. And as we look further, in the 38th chapter, we see that Peter's mother-in-law, she was sick, and they wanted her to be healed. So then they call Jesus in. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. This was one of the headquarters, basic headquarters for Jesus when he was in that era that he stayed at Peter's house. You know, wouldn't that be great if we, like that was in that time? We know he's with us at home all the time, but he's here in the Spirit. And we can always feel him. We can always talk to him through the Spirit. But just think, Jesus staying in your house. How about that? And then as we look further, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever. He stood over, and what did he do? He spoke and rebuked the spirit. So what I'm trying to tell us tonight, that we have that same power to call out spirits, to call out demons, to cast demons out. He has given us that power. So I'm asking us that we should be able to use it tonight. If God gave it to us, he intend for us to use it. And he left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. See, once he spoke, it says he spoke of an innocent recovery. We're talking about an innocent recovery with the problem happened unto preparing with evening meal. And they prepared an evening meal for him after she was recovered. At this time when Jesus healed her, now we have known some time that he did pray twice, but this time he only prayed once. And immediately she was up and ministered him with saying that gave them something to eat. So that's why we should have that power that Jesus has given us, that we could be able to lay hands on the sick, cast out demons, speak with other tongues, do whatsoever you need to do in the name of Jesus. Now, I know there's one time, if not more, that when Jesus prayed for a man that was blind. And according to the word of God, when he prayed for him, he asked him, said, what do you see? He said, I don't see anything. Jesus laid a hand on him and asked him again, said, what do you see? He said, I see men like trees, or trees like men. But he couldn't do no mighty works there. So he led him out of town, laid hands on him. He said, I can see clearly now. So what it was, that Jesus was in a place where he didn't want no recognition at all. So that was the reason why that he moved him out of town. And he healed the young man. So all I'm saying today is let us do what Jesus had done. We got the power to heal. We got the power to cure. Let's use that. Let nobody be around you and don't be able to do that. And we need to know that, because there's sometime that when things happen to some of our family people, there, you know, we have prayer partners, which is good. But then sometime we can't find those prayer partners, those prayer partners. So what we need to do is to be able to do it for ourselves. Call them and lay hands on the sick and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. See, that's one of the things that we have been left here. We have been left here to witness for Christ and do what he had asked us to do. And then sometimes he wants us to just heal and let him know that there's power in the Spirit of God. Just lay hands on. And we need to be able to pray in our homes. We should be able to place the angels around our doors and on our windows, that with no hurt, harm, or dangers come to us. Because he has given us that power, and he wants us to know it. You know, sometimes, well, I don't know if I can do it. Yeah, you can do it. If he gave it to you, you can do it. So you lay hands on your family member. You lay hands on your children, and you just call demons out of your house. And sometime I heard there was a lady that what she done was she opened the door each morning. She would get out of each evening, whichever, and she would cast the demons out of her house. And she just kept doing that. And sometime, you know, when you're doing things when people don't understand them, people was not understanding what she was doing. They began to laugh at her and ridicule her. But that tell me that one time a storm came through, and nobody's house on that block was not harmed, because she had been placing the angels around her house. That's what angels are for, is to place them around your house, around your bed, and when you leave out going to work, place them around your car. The angels can do more than you can do. You can do all you can do, but yet and still, the angels are right there for you to place them around the house, homes, or whatever. And that's why it happened, because I was told that angels are assigned to us. And if angels are assigned to us, then that's what they are supposed to do. We need to heal the sick. We need to cast out demons. We need to do whatever needs to be done. We have the power to do it. Sometimes we feel like we don't have that power anymore. But I'm telling you tonight that you have power. Whoever's out there in radio land, just understand that you have the power to be an overcomer, because Jesus has given it for you. When you have the Spirit of God working on the inside of you, a lot of things can happen that you wouldn't even think. And a lot of times, I tell you, about, we was talking about healing, but one other thing. Sometime when you feel like that you need to go out, that you must have a loan, and if you must have it, what you do is to pray before you get there. Pray that God will, Spirit will be there and be there when you get there. And when you go, you're taking the Spirit with you. So you go in and you talk to this loan representative, and sometime he said, I don't understand, you just don't qualify, but I'm gonna have to give you this loan. And then I remember another time that there was people that went down to the courthouse. There was a person that was properly known as to be guilty, but yet and still, when they got to praying, the judge would say, I just don't know why. I can't give you no time, but I can, so you are free to go. So all I'm trying to tell you, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. All we have to do is continue to believe that, and continue to look up, and be continually doing what God asks you to do. Stay in That's the right. Word of God, and you call things out like you own them. And that's what we do. We own devils and things. All we got to do is call them. We got the power to call them out. But sometimes we just feel like that we're just supposed to take this beating and beating and beating. And Satan ain't going to ever give up. He's going to beat you, and he's going to beat you some more. But all you have to do is stop back and stand back and look him dead in the eye and say, get out of my house right now. Leave my daughter alone. Leave my children alone. I'm calling that evil spirit that you have entangled them with out of them right now. So you have no room here. So all we're trying to talk about tonight is the power that God has given us and to use the power that God has given us. And when we do that, we're going to be successful. Now, there is some time that things happen. We don't understand all of it all the time, but we can pray and we can pray. But it seems like nothing is happening. But there's always something happen when you pray. God has sometimes a message that comes through evil things that come to you. There is a message in it. Sometimes you get ill, and you wonder, why am I ill? You know, I don't go out in the weather, bad weather, but yet and still I have the flu. But sometimes there is a lesson in it. So, you know, when you go to school, you're supposed to learn. And when you things happen to you in the Spirit of God, there is a reason why. And sometimes you're going to God's school to understand what's going on. So all I'm telling you tonight is sometimes you have to wait a while. But you know, we have instant everything now. We want instant coffee. We want an instant microwave. We want everything instant. But every now and then we have to wait a while. Wait on God because he will do it. Just take your time and wait. But I know how we are. We want everything right now. But it doesn't work that way. Not all the time, but it, just trust in the Lord. And he will do what he said he would do. Just have some patience. Now, I believe verse 40, casting out demons. Now, when the sun was setting, all they who had any sickness with devils and demons and diseases and so forth, and he laid his hand on every one of them, and they were healed. We can do the same thing because God has given us that power. We can lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We can lay hands, and demons shall come out. I'm sure some of you probably have seen demons out coming out. I have seen some of them when you're praying that they come out. But now sometimes you might get a little scared. Because people that you know, for whatever reason, it seems that they have a demon within them. And sometimes when they come out, they will come out fighting. They will come out cursing. They will come out doing a lot of different things that you're unfamiliar with. But you have to be prepared now. You have to stay prayed up. You can't go out there playing around. Because they say, right, they say, Paul, we know, and you know the other one, someone else we know, and Jesus we know. But who are you? They whooped the clothes off of this man. So all I'm telling you, you got to stay prayed up before you're going out casting out demons because they won't come out just because you said with no power. You got to speak with authority. You got to speak with the power God has given you to call those demons out. And when you have that power, you can do that. You can lay hands on them and call them out. But I'm telling you, you can't play now. You got to be for real. You must be for real. You must go know God in the pardon of your sin. You must know God for the power that he has given you. You must know God that that spirit dwells within you, and you can do them things. But I'm telling you now, don't go out there playing around if you don't have that power, because they will catch you and beat you up. They'll be calling you out. So all I'm trying to tell us tonight is Jesus is the answer, and he is the one that has given us the power because he died on the cross that we might have this power. So all I'm saying is tonight, not trying to do no magic, no nothing, just what Jesus has given you, use it. And stay in the power of God. You must have that power to be able to call out demons. And when you got that power and call them out in the name of Jesus, you can be a winner. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. So we can lay hands on people. Now, understand. I don't know exactly how it all worked, but we cannot go out to the hospital and heal all sickness. Because all sickness is not to be healed, I guess. Well, we know it's not all sick and not to be healed. So we can't go out and expect we're going to heal everybody. So what you do when you pray for somebody, or when I pray for somebody, all I'm going to do is pray and keep stepping. Somebody said, well, what happened if they don't get healed? I said, that was my problem. I did not have that. He told me to go hands on the sick, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, what reason you didn't recover, they didn't recover, I don't know. I did what I was told to do. And I'm going to tell you the same thing. You might lay hands on somebody, no demons come out, no nothing. But whatever the reason it is, God got it covered. Remember, God got this. So don't worry about trying to figure out why it didn't work. We have done exactly what God told us to do. And when we do that, that's all we can do. In 14, verse 14, and devils also came out of many, crying out, speaking of delivering other than healing, and saying, you are Christ, the Son of God. And you know, like I told you, he doesn't want any demons to recognize who he is before we do. And that's what he said. And he rebuked them, suffering them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. See, just look at that. These demons know who Christ was more so than we do sometimes, some of us. We need to understand that. We need to be sure that we know Jesus. We need to be sure that we understand who he is, how he works, and we have to be sure we have the Spirit of God was on the inside of us, because he does not want no demons representing him. So that's what I'm trying to tell us tonight. He doesn't want that. He wants us to be able to speak for him and be filled of the Spirit. But he said, and he rebuked them, suffering them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Do we know who Christ is? He wanted no testimony from them. Other words, what he's saying, he wanted no testimony from the evil people. And you know, sometimes they want to do that. And when they do, they are not representing Christ. But we need to represent Christ, but we have to have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. And if we got the Spirit of God on the inside, we can be a witness for Christ. That was one of the things that he said, I want you to be a witness for me. I want you to stand up. I want you to let people know who you belong to. And when you do that, we have power in the name of Jesus. And that's what we suffer for. I look for, to have the power to do what God has called us to do. Because we cannot do it without power. That's why he said, you shall receive in Acts, I believe. He said, you shall see power after which the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Then you shall be a witness at home, away from home, and to the utmost parts of the world. So, in other words, you can't be a witness. We can't be a witness unless we have the power of God. So we need that Spirit. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter, and that's the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit within you, there's nothing that you can't do that you need to do. Sometimes things we try to do things we don't need to do, but if we need to do these things, we're going to have the power to do them. And I'm not going to be long. Just want us to understand the power that we have and what Jesus wants us to do with that power. And when we do that, we're going to be a great witness, a great testimony for the Lord. And the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. But he had to go. You know, he was there because he had a he was on his mission to go and to teach and to teach his disciples and show his disciples what he taught them could be done. And if they see something, you know, sometimes you can do something better actually when you see it. When they saw him doing the healing, they said, oh, my, I can do this. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. So, in other words, he said, I got to go. I've been here, I've taught you, I've trained you, and you have shown that you've seen the miracles that I have done. So now I got to go on and preach to other people. And he said in 44, they preach in the synagogue of Galilee. That's where I got to go. So you can see when Jesus gives you what you need, all you have to do is just use it. It's no bigoted, no nothing. If you just use what he said, Don't make no difference what anybody talk about you. When they talk about you, they can talk about you as much as they please, but the more you're going to stay on your knees. So when you've got that power, people are going to be against you for some reason or other. They shouldn't be, but that's just the way life is when people don't know Christ for themselves. So I stopped by tonight to tell you, if you don't know him, you need to get him in the pardon of your sin. You need to know him, that you'll be able to have that power. You'll be able to cast out demons. You'll be able to do a lot of things. You'll be able to take care of your home better. You'll be able to drive better. All these come with knowing Christ and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm through. But this is the way it happened. A long time ago, they took your Lord and my Savior, and they whipped him all night long. Other words, there was in a kangaroo coat, because it was not supposed to have a court at nighttime, but they did. But early in the morning, they picked them up, and they was taking them up to the mountaintop. They didn't realize what they really was doing, but they was doing exactly what was supposed to happen. So they put a cross on his shoulder, and the Bible said that they began to walk up the mountaintop. They said he began to walk up the mountaintop. All this so that we could have power, and to see it's been wrong, it wouldn't be right, or whatever you want to say, for him to do all this suffering for us, and we don't use it. So he walked up the mountaintop and had a cross on his shoulder. And you know the story said that sometime up and sometime down, but yet and still he never took his mind off the mountaintop. So when he got to the top, they put nails in his hand. The Bible said that they put spikes in his feet. The Bible said they hung him high. They stretched him wide. But on that, he stayed there until he died. Then he went into the grave, and he was in the grave for 3 days and three nights, but he still was working there. It says that he led captives free. And after he came back, he went up back to the Lord. See, he had to take the blood that he shed it back, that he'd be paying for our sins, because our sins had to be paid for by the blood. So we say he went there and he took it back. So then now we have been saved, and all we have to do is just trust in him and use the power that he had by dying for us. Now we are somebody that has the power, the spirit, and everything that we need to walk on this earth and always being a witness. Brother Ferris.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. God has given us power, amen, to do greater works than he has done. And we see that God has equipped us. He said in Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power after which the Holy Ghost has come, and you will be witnesses of me. So we'll be able to do the things that Jesus does. We'll be able to be compared with him because we will be witnesses of him. So we thank and praise God for that word, amen, that we should know the power that's in us. When we quote scriptures and we don't really get the full understanding, the scripture that says, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, the last part of that scripture says, according to the power that worketh in us. So we have to know that we have the power in us to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. The power of God in us, the Bible said that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. We got to know what we carry. Oh my God, we are carrying the power of God in our being. The Bible said that we have a treasure in this earthen vessel. This physical body of clay is possessed or we have inside of us the mighty power of God. My goodness, do we really understand that we have the power of God living and reigning in us? The Bible said that we have our being. We live and move, amen, in him. So everything we are, whatever we are, is by the grace of God, is by the power of God, but you have to know what you have in you. Because God has given us the power and authority. He said he is. That's why he's standing and sitting on the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for us. Amen. Giving us the freedom to come and say what we can to the Master, to the Father. So we have to know what's in us tonight. The power of God rests in us, and we can't afford to take that lightly. Satan knows that we have the power, but if we don't know how to use it, he will defeat us. If Superman never knew he could leap tall buildings, run to walls and jump, you know, if he never knew he had the ability and never tried to do it, if he stay and remain as Clark Kent, we would never known a Superman. If he just was the roving reporter at the Daily Planet, we would have never known Superman. So we got to know the power that's in us. If the Hulk never got upset and got angry for that chemical in his body to respond, we would never realize what was in him. And so the Hulk, David Banner, if you would bear with me a little bit on the comics, if David Banner realized that if he ever get upset, that he would turn into this big, powerful thing. And so he said, "You don't want to make me angry." Sometimes we as Christians ought to know that the power's in us. We have to get mad enough at the devil so we can say, "You don't want to make me angry, because the power that's in me will crush anything that's in front of me." Oh, my God. What power that God has given us, we are able to, oh, my God, conquer. He has made us winners. He has given us authority to do. We are more than a conqueror. Oh, my God. We are more than a conqueror, meaning that the fight is already won. When you're more than a conqueror, yeah, that means you didn't have to do the fight. When Muhammad Ali would win a fight, Joe Frazier or whoever would win a fight, or Mike Tyson, whoever they were with, they were more than conquerors. They shared in the victory. They shared in the celebration, but they didn't have to fight. Oh, my God. People of God, we are sharing in the spoils of the victim. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are heirs of God. So we are sharing in the spoil. So everything that is at our disposal, but we got to know the power that's in us. We have the power of God, the mighty power of God in our being. Oh, my God. The voice that you hear said, "Don't go that way." The voice that you say, "Don't cuss that person out." The voice that you say, "Don't give them the finger." The voice that you say, "You can do this. You can make it through this." That's the power of God that's stronger than any force that you face. We got to know what's in us. If you don't know what's in us, you'll misuse it. You'll abuse it. If you don't have, you have anything and don't know how to use it, friends of mine, you will abuse it. And so we got to realize tonight, the man of God already preached. I don't mean to preach it over, but I'm telling you, he got me stirred up to know what's in us tonight. Know that the power that we possess, we don't have to settle. We don't just live beneath our privileges. We don't have to settle. We can speak those things that be not as though they were. We can call them into existence. The Bible said that we are priests and princes, so we can declare a thing. Oh, my God. And it shall be. Greater is he that is in us than he that is world. We can declare a thing. Oh, my God. We can declare. Oh, my goodness. I mean, do we know what that means? That we can declare a thing and it shall, not maybe, not by a happenstance. No, it shall be established. So whatever you need in your life, begin to speak those things. Begin to declare those things. Begin to speak them into your children, into your marriage, into your circumstances, into your bank account. Everything that you need done, speak it. Because the power is in you. He said, "Greater work shall you do." He sent his word to the Syrian's house and his servant was healed on the same hour. He said, greater works shall you do because I go to the Father. Oh, my God. So if you have a problem in a distant land, speak the word. Send the word to the problem. You have a problem in your bank account. You have a problem in another state with a situation. Speak it. You got the authority. God has given you the authority because he has now made you on your declaration that he rose Jesus from the dead. On your declaration that Jesus is the Son of the living God. On your declaration that you believe that he died for your sin. On the declaration that you believe that he is coming back again to receive you unto him. On that declaration, you have received power to declare you are now a son of the living God. Oh, my God. 1 John 3:1 says, he has given us power to be. What manner of love have the Father bestowed on us that he would call us the son of God? Mm-hmm. He would make us. We are the son of God. Oh, my God. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So greater works we got to do because he's depend on us. Situation that's in your atmosphere, mm-hmm. he's dependent on you to speak the word in your atmosphere, mm-hmm. to speak to change the atmosphere of wherever you are. He's dependent on you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do it now. He's in glory interceding for us.
Yes.
So it's up to us now to declare things in our lives and make them do what we say. Command them. Oh, my God. Command them to do. Because unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, oh, my God, above, oh, my goodness. Can you get any better than that? All you could ask or think. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you can get some thoughts that, I mean, the world can't even manufacture it. But even, so he said, even the thoughts that you have, he's able to do bigger than that. According to what? The power that working in you. Allow the power to work in you so it can work through you. And you can declare a thing and it shall be established. This is not Stephen Butterfield word. This is not Ann Butterfield word. This is the word of the living God. And if he said it, he's big enough and bad enough. One day he said, I find nobody else that I can swear on, so I swear on my own self. Oh, my God, that's some big talk. He said, I can't find nobody else, but I do it on myself. And so we have that same God on the inside of us. That's why the Bible said no weapon formed against us can prosper. Superman have kryptonite. But the Bible said no weapon. Oh, my God. No weapon formed against us can prosper. Shall prosper. So no matter what comes against you, there is no weakness in God. The only weakness is our mind. That's why the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but the what?
Mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold and casting down every imagination and every high thing that may try to exhort itself against the knowledge of God. And then bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And give God glory for it already out there in radio land. Please go on and give God some praise.
Amen.
Give him some honor tonight.
Hallelujah.
For the word. I'm hearing this word. And it is saying to me, we can command some things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
We can command some things. So out there in radio land tonight, we want you to know and we want you to hear it deep down in your heart. that God is saying that you have authority and that you can command some things. And those things are the things that are deep in rooted in your heart, the things that you desire, the things that you want. Guess what? If you are born again, the things that are in your heart that you desire, God has put them there.
That's right.
So the Bible talks about the fact that we can speak those things that be not as though they were. So we can go on and say, I'm rich,
that's
even
right.
though we don't have a dime in the bank. We can go on and say, I'm rich. God shall supply every one of my needs, even though there may be pain in the body. You can go on and say, I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Elder Gordon, that was really awesome when you was talking about the healing, because when we talk about healing, sometimes this old body will not get healed. But the healing is meaning to go on and be with the Lord, and this old body will go on to back to the dust from which it came. Amen. But we can be healed. The body, the mind, the soul, and everything can be healed if God is saying, I need you to be a witness.
Amen.
I need you to be a witness. God will have you right here witnessing for him. Amen.
Amen.
And so I was thinking about the fact that when you brought out the fact in verse 35 where it says that the demon was in the man, but when he came out, it did not hurt him, meaning that we, as bringing on home to us today, the enemy is trying to take over our minds or our body or our spirit. The enemy is in us and trying to work through us. But when you call forth that demon to come out of your own self or someone else, God is saying that if you put his word to it and put his name to it, you can command the thing and it shall happen. Amen. So we are able to cast out demons. And those demons will not leave us bruised. Amen. It will leave us healed. We will be healed. So therefore, we know what we can do is begin to speak to the enemy. Anytime the enemy bringing something up in your mind or your spirit, you start speaking to it what the word has said. Maybe you are dealing with some things in your life. Maybe you're dealing with a sickness, or maybe you're dealing with depression, lack. Whatever it is, get you some scriptures. Go to the Bible, get you some scriptures and on that particular issue, on that particular thing, and begin to confess that scripture over your life. Maybe your kids are not doing what they need to do. Let me tell you, find you some scriptures that is related to the prosperity of your children and began to speak that over them instead of calling them bad. Amen. We got to stop doing that. We got to start speaking life into people, into our own lives, and into our children. And so we thank you so much, Elder Gordon, for bringing forth this word on tonight. We want you to hear from you. So if you have a comment or you want prayer, just press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you live on the air at this time. Just press 1 on your phone, and we will bring you live on the air. If you want to make a comment or if you need prayer, just press 1 on your phone. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen, Ella Gordon. That's a powerful word, amen, that we have to know the power that lies in us. We praise God for all our listening audience. We want you tonight to offer Ella Gordon to our listeners, a short prayer. We got about less than a minute, so just a short prayer for our listeners tonight.
Yes, our Father, we just praying, Lord, that everyone will listen to the Holy Spirit at them tonight what the Word had to say, and they will be aware.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You so much.
So
we appreciate
give God
that.
Glory. We give God glory and praise for what he is doing, and we know that God is going to really, really take care of us. And when we send those prayers up, we know that God is going to hear and he's going to answer our prayers. So we want you to keep the faith and continue to believe that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above anything that we could even ask or think about, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, listeners. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for your faithful support, amen, of this broadcast. We thank God for the many years that he has us on this, doing it, amen, and we praise God for you, you, and especially you. May God bless you. Elder Gordon, we appreciate you for what you have been doing for us, amen, and we ask God to continue to bless and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we want you to tell your neighbors, tell somebody that you know that next Saturday at 8 p.m. to dial 917-388-4161
to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Have a good night. God bless.